Californians will be voting on not one, but two plastic bag propositions next week. One of them, Proposition 67, will ban plastic bags statewide. Environmental groups and grocery stores support it. The other one, Prop 65, requires that the 10 cents you pay for paper or reusable bags go to an environmental fund. The plastic bag industry supports this one. If you're confused, some people say that's by design. Here to help us sort it all out is KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch.
Have a good one. Thank you. Hi. How are you? Got everything okay?
In most Bay Area grocery stores, you can't get plastic bags anymore. San Francisco, Alameda County, most of Marin, they've all banned the bag. To find a grocery store giving out plastic bags for free, I had to drive to a Lucky in San Ramon.
Plastic's okay?
Laura also came to San Ramon for the free bags. She doesn't want to give her last name because she's the manager of a local store. She lives in Dublin, right next door to San Ramon, but across the county line, where they do have a bag ban.
You have to pay for bags in Dublin.
Okay.
Which is why I come to Lucky's and not Safeway.
So you purposefully shop on your way home.
Exactly.
So that
exactly.
You can go to the store that has plastic bags.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So I don't have to worry about juggling all my items.
Or she could bring her own bags. That's what Tamara Armendariz usually does. She and her daughter are also shopping at Lucky today. Like Laura, they live the next town over, in Dublin, but they support the bag ban. They just forgot to bring their reusable bags in from the car. Tamara's daughter pushes the cart with plastic bags full of groceries through the parking lot.
Yeah, so there are the bags that we're supposed to use.
Yeah, see, here's my bags.
If Prop 67 passes, Tamara might be walking back to her car to get those bags she forgot. Under Prop 67, single-use plastic bags will be banned statewide. Grocery stores will sell paper bags or reusable thicker plastic bags for 10 cents, basically how it is in most of the Bay Area now.
I think it's smart. You know, it's just people like me who leave the bags in the trunk, and then I'll have to take a few extra steps, come back to my car, get my bag.
Or she could pay the 10 cents. The 10 cents is part of what's at issue here. But a second proposition on the ballot, Prop 65, would send that 10 cents to a state fund for environmental projects instead of letting grocery stores keep the money.
I like the other one. I like the second one. What was that, 65?
Yep, Prop 65. It's confusing. And some people say that's on purpose. Prop 65 was put on the ballot by the plastic bag industry. It doesn't actually create a bag ban. It just says if there is a bag ban, then the 10-cent bag fee should go to an environmental fund.
Really?
Environmental groups are actually telling people to vote no?
That's because they think the plastic bag industry created Prop 65 to confuse voters.
It seems pretty typical. There's always somebody trying to confuse us out here.
And that's the whole point of Prop 65, actually.
This is Allison Chan from the environmental group Save the Bay. They support the Prop 67 bag ban and are against Prop 65.
Voters are being used in this sense to try and detract attention away from the proposition that is the most important and will have the most impact, which is ban plastic bags across California.
California already has a statewide plastic bag ban. Jerry Brown signed it into law in 2014.
Finally, after many years of trying, we got a bill passed and the governor signed it, and yay, California banned the bag.
But the plastic bag industry wanted to put a stop to it. So they gathered enough signatures to put the bag ban on the ballot as a referendum. That means voters have to decide if they want to keep or repeal the law.
And so now this November, that referendum is on the ballot as Prop 67, and it means that voters will have to make the final decision.
If Prop 67 passes, Jerry Brown's bill will go into effect. Free plastic bags will be banned in grocery stores statewide. Environmental groups and grocer associations want you to vote yes on Prop 67. But the plastic bag industry also put Prop 65 on the ballot. It says that the 10 cents customers pay for alternative bags should go to an environmental fund. Remember how Prop 67 is a referendum? Well, referendums always go last. So Californians have to vote on Prop 65 before they get to Prop 67 on the ballot.
because 65 comes before 67, it's likely to confuse voters into thinking that I voted for something having to do with plastic bags. I must have done my part, even for, you know, voters who want to support the bag ban.
But why don't environmental groups want us to vote yes for Prop 65 and Prop 67?
There has been some question about whether or not both of them passing could put Prop 67 in some kind of jeopardy.
Time to pull out that phone book-sized voter guide you got in the mail. The way Prop 65 was written, it could be interpreted to cancel out the Prop 67 bag ban if Prop 65 gets more votes. That's why environmental groups like Save the Bay and the Surfrider Foundation are asking people to vote no on Prop 65.
John Barrier, I'm a spokesperson for the American Progressive Bag Alliance.
I called John Barrier at his Sacramento office. He represents the plastic bag industry. It has invested $6 million to defeat the Prop 67 bag ban and pass Prop 65.
The intent, 100%, is to make sure that this money is redirected.
He thinks if the grocery stores are going to charge extra for a bag, the money should go toward the environment.
The most egregious part of Proposition 67 or Senate Bill 270 as it was passed is the transfer of wealth from California consumers, folks who visit the grocery store, from their pockets to the pockets of corporate grocery chains.
Barrier says the only reason why grocery stores are supporting the Prop 67 bag ban is because they can stand to profit.
This is an issue that is very plainly about money. It's about the grocery stores and the California Grocers Association, their lobbying arm, looking for a way, under the guise of environmentalism, to reap more profits.
Grocery stores disagree. Steve Maviglio is a spokesperson for the Yes on 67 campaign.
And I'll also put another hat on. I'm on the board of directors of the Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Some of the biggest contributors to the Yes on 67 campaign are grocery stores, Albertsons, the California Grocers Association, and Ralph's. But still,
the notion that this is somehow some kind of massive profit center, it's just there's no foundation in fact for that.
Maviglio says the 10 cents that grocery stores charge for paper or reusable bags barely covers the cost.
Our grocery store, for example, we're still losing 4 to 6 cents per bag even when we charge 10 cents.
So why would grocery stores bankroll a bag ban? Maviglio says it got confusing for the big grocery chains like Albertsons and Lucky to have a store in one town with a bag ban and a store in another town without one. Finally, the stores threw up their hands and said,
okay, let's have statewide regulation instead of town-by-town regulation.
Maviglio says the plastic bag industry created Prop 65 to get back at the grocery stores for supporting the Prop 67 bag ban. So while grocers and plastic bag companies duke it out, voters like Tamara have to decide how they're going to vote.
I've been reading up on a lot of them and finding out who supports what.
Right. Yeah, it is really important to notice who's supporting what.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Okay, Tamara and voters, here's the recap. Environmental groups and grocery stores want you to vote no on Prop 65 and yes on Prop 67. This would ban single-use plastic bags across the state. The plastic bag industry wants you to vote the opposite. Yes on Prop 65 and no on Prop 67. This would strike down the statewide bag ban. Easy, right? It's in the bag. From San Ramon, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch for Cross Currents.